All right, picture this. It's 8:02 in the morning. I'm holding a coffee that is way too hot. My bag is falling off my shoulder, and I see my bus already at the stop. Doors open, engine growling, and my brain just goes, "This is it. This is your Olympic moment." So I start sprinting, full speed, hero mode. I'm dodging people, my headphones are slipping out, my coffee is doing that slow motion wave over the lid. In my head, there's epic music. I'm like, okay, hear me out. If I make this bus, my whole life is going to be organized from now on.
Excuse me, what? Not you making a life deal with a bus at 8:02 in the morning.
Yes, I'm bargaining with the universe. Like, if I catch this, I'm gonna drink water, I'm gonna answer emails, I'm gonna stretch. I do the final dramatic jump onto the sidewalk, slam that little step, almost lose the coffee, and I make eye contact with the driver.
And this is the part where the doors close in your face, statistically.
No, this is the worst part. I heroically leap, and the bus just stays there.
Just sitting, just vibing.
Just chilling. Doors wide open, driver on their phone, bus not even pretending to care. I'm sweating, gasping, my soul has left my body, and the bus is like, we weren't going anywhere anyway. This made me laugh, but also, seriously?
I don't see the problem. The bus was on time. You were early. For your suffering.
This is exactly why I say public transport is silent theater. Nobody's talking, but everybody is in a full movie.
It's not theater. It's moving chairs with social rules.
No way! That bus stop was a stage, and I was the sweaty main character nobody asked for.
You know, when you do that fake casual walk after sprinting, like you're trying to breathe quietly so nobody hears your lungs filing a complaint?
Exactly. I was like, let's keep it fun today, body. Do not wheeze. Meanwhile, my heart is doing a drum solo.
From the outside, it just looks like a person holding a coffee. On the inside, you're in season 4 of a drama that no one's watching.
Okay, wait, what? Season 4 is accurate, because that was not my only commute disaster.
Here we go. Public transport confession time. Give us your funniest, harmless one. Like the kind where only your dignity got hurt.
All right. So once I got on the bus, sat down, put my headphones in, you know, that peaceful moment where you finally relax, I start scrolling, I'm zoning out, my playlist is perfect. And suddenly, I look up, and I don't recognize a single building.
You were on the wrong bus.
Worse, I was on the right bus, going the wrong direction.
Nope, absolutely not. You did the classic wrong side of the road move.
I did. I hopped on, all confident, like, wow, look at me, a public transport pro. 15 minutes later, I'm like, why is the sun on the wrong side of the bus?
Interesting, but wrong. Your first mistake was confidence.
So what did you do? Because once you realize you're going the wrong way, you have to act. But also, you have to pretend you totally meant to do that.
Exactly. I couldn't just panic and slam the button, so I did the classic. I looked out the window, nodded slowly like, yes, fascinating industrial area. I absolutely meant to visit.
The I live here now nod.
Then I casually pressed the stop button, but I tried to time it with someone else's press so it wasn't just me announcing my mistake.
You waited for a collaborative stop request. Community panic.
This is what I mean. Silent theater. Everyone pretending they're not lost, not late, not confused. Just actors on wheels.
And then when I got off, I did that fake confident walk. Like, ah, yes, this random field is definitely my destination.
You know what I love? Nobody on that bus actually cared. But your brain gave them all tickets to watch you suffer.
Meanwhile, they're just trying not to fall over because the driver thinks the brake is a personality trait.
Speaking of falling over, we need to talk about the stand and balance wobble.
Oh, the performance art of I totally meant to slam into this pole.
You get on, you don't grab anything because you want to look chill. The bus starts moving and your knees are like, absolutely not. Suddenly, you're surfing.
Your feet are doing advanced geometry, adjusting angles so you don't fall into a stranger's lap.
And then there's that one dramatic jolt, and your whole body flings forward, but you turn it into a fake stretch. Like, oh yeah, I totally just wanted to look out this window with my whole torso.
All right, Casper, calm down. But why do we all act like we're professional acrobats instead of just grabbing the pole?
Because grabbing the pole is a commitment. It admits you are mortal.
Also, pole hoggers exist. The people who lean their whole life story against it so nobody else can touch it.
Yes, or the bag-on-seat people. The seat is reserved for their backpack that paid $0.
We're going to rank them. But first, can we talk about almost sitting on someone's bag?
That tiny horror moment when you start the sitting motion and suddenly realize, oh no, that's not a seat. That's a stranger's entire belongings.
So you do that emergency hover squat, your knees are screaming, you're half in the air, and you whisper, sorry, 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 like you tried to sit on their pet.
And the bag owner does that polite, oh, no worries, while aggressively yanking the bag away like they just saved it from a disaster movie.
Public transport is just a series of near-miss accidents with your dignity.
And then, in the background of all of this, there's always one person with headphones on, having a full concert, and the entire bus is invited.
Headphone leak legends. You're trying to read, and suddenly you're part of a muffled karaoke session two seats away.
They're bobbing their head offbeat, occasionally mouthing lyrics. Some syllables escape. It's like listening to a song through a wall and a potato.
But if it's a good song, you low-key enjoy it. You're like, okay, sir, your playlist is chaotic, but I'm not mad at it.
Then there's the synchronized stop button press. Multiple people panic tap it at the exact same time.
Yes, the bus is already dinging. The little light is on, but someone else still presses it like they're adding moral support.
It's the group project of commuting. I see you requested the stop, but I don't trust the system. Let me also participate.
Okay, Arthur, since you're the logical one, give us your official public transport etiquette manual. I know you have one in your head.
Of course. I present the official Public Transport Etiquette Manual, version 0.0.1. Completely unofficial, absolutely correct.
Oh, this is gonna be good. This is too funny to be real, but also, it's probably real.
Rule 1. Seat spreading. One person, four seats. Level of chaos, medium. Comedy value, high, but only if someone new gets on and you watch the slow, awkward bag shuffle.
The scramble to move the bag like, oh my gosh, I had no idea anyone else would be on a bus.
Rule 2. Pole hogging. Back press firmly against the pole, arms out, claiming the structural integrity of the vehicle. Chaos level, mildly villainous. Comedy value increases every time the bus turns and they slide.
I love when they pretend nothing happened. Like, I meant to rotate 45 degrees into this stranger.
Rule 3. Aisle blocking. People who stop in the doorway to decide their entire life path. Chaos level, maximum during rush hour. Comedy value, only if you're not behind them.
They step on, they freeze, and the whole bus becomes a line of polite turtles.
Rule 4. Accidental eye contact. You glance up, someone else glances up, you both instantly look away, and then do it again 30 seconds later. Chaos level, internal. Comedy value, huge, if you like watching two humans malfunction.
The eye contact loop is real. You start building a whole story about this stranger just because you made eye contact 3 times.
You're like, we're clearly married now. I will never speak to you, but this is serious.
Final rule for today, the missed stop performance. You realize it too late, but instead of panicking, you do the classic move, pretending that was never your stop at all.
You literally see your stop drift away, and your soul goes with it, but your face is like, yes, I will simply continue.
You even do the fake check in your phone, like, yes, I totally planned this extra 10 minutes of chaos.
Funny level, personal disaster. Comedy value, spectacular for everyone else.
Okay, hear me out. Since we're clearly experts now, each of us has to invent one perfect commuter strategy that sounds smart, but is completely useless.
Oh, this is gonna be dumb. I'm ready. I vote Arthur goes first, because he definitely has a spreadsheet in his brain.
Fine, here it is. The strategic sway method. You stand in the middle of the bus, feet together, no hands. You try to predict every turn and brake using pure logic so you never touch anything and gain the respect of absolutely nobody.
No way. That's just advanced falling.
Okay, my turn. The eye contact cloak. If you accidentally lock eyes with someone, you immediately look at the ceiling. If you do it 3 times, you win nothing. You just have a sore neck.
Why are you like this?
This is chaos, and I love it.
All right, my perfect commuter strategy. The I'm Not Lost Route Tour. When you miss your stop, you stay on for 3 more stops so it looks intentional. Then you get off, cross the street, and come back the other way like it was all part of the plan.
So you're paying extra in both time and confusion just to protect your pride.
Yes, correct. My pride needs a transfer ticket.
Honestly, public transport is just a bunch of strangers doing tiny, weird things to protect their pride and pretend they're not uncomfortable.
And somehow, that makes it kind of sweet. Everyone's quietly struggling together.
Yeah, whether you're on a bus, train, rideshare, or even just in a waiting room somewhere, we're all doing the same little balance dance, headphone math, and please don't notice I'm lost acting.
And if you missed your funny stop today, it was obviously on purpose. You're just living your mysterious main character life.
If anyone asks, you were conducting important field research on the next three stops.
All right, before we roll out of here, we want to hear your harmless public transport chaos, the funny stuff, the tiny disasters, the silent theater moments.
Tell us about the time you almost fell, took the wrong train, did the bag hover squat, anything. Share it on social media, tag us, and let us into your commute sitcom.
If it makes us wheeze laugh, you might get a shout out in a future episode. Scientific incentive.
This made me laugh, just imagining the stories we're about to see. Wherever you're listening from, bus seat, kitchen, pretending to work, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hold on, let me laugh first at pretending to work, because I feel called out.
Kate, I can't help you.
All right, let's wrap it. Stay silly, stay kind to yourself when you miss a stop, and if the bus leaves you dramatically sprinting, just know you're not alone in the public transport theater.